Welcome to the Moms for America podcast. Each week, we introduce you to special guests who share their personal stories and advice on how to build a strong foundation of faith, family, and freedom in their home, community, and country. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Kurlitis, your host. Thank you for joining us again today. Right, every week, we gather together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. We believe that liberty begins at home and that we as the mothers, we are gifted with the most incredible blessing of raising the next generation. So, right at the top of the show, I do want to let you know about today's discussion. I don't want you going anywhere because today is going to be an incredible show again and again. I love these shows, and this is exactly what you're looking for. So, the best title for today's episode, I'm going to say, is Raising Patriots, How to Inspire Liberty. The battle for our children's hearts and minds is raging on every corner of our country. We know this. We see this as mothers. What can we do as moms, and what resources are available for us to raise a generation of leaders? We know that training our children to appreciate our country, honor God, love family are foundational principles, right? We have an expert on today's, on these topics, an expert almost just on about everything. Wait till you meet him. You're going to love him. He's joining us today, and he will really inspire us on our patriotic journey with our children. Rick Green travels all across the country teaching about America's godly history, heritage, foundation, and the importance of our Constitution. He founded Patriot Academy, which is an incredible resource that you as a mom, you will want to know for your children and your grandchildren. But hang tight for a minute while I take care of a little bit of business on the top of the show here. So for those of you that are joining me for the first time on the Moms for America podcast, I want to say thank you. We are absolutely thrilled that you're here. I also want to invite you to visit our website, momsforamerica.us. Check out all of our amazing resources, events, and programs. Again, that is momsforamerica.us. When you stop by, please sign up for our newsletter because this is how we stay connected as a community. Also, please become a podcast subscriber. I have to ask, of course, everybody to do that. Like, subscribe, and share. We're on all of the platforms now. We're thrilled to be on Charisma Podcast Network as well. We just would appreciate if you share these podcasts that touch your heart, because our goal is to educate and inspire moms all across the country. We believe that moms are the heartbeat of the home. That is you, mom. And that you, the mamas, are truly going to save America. All right. Well, I am ready to get into today's discussion with this special guest. I am thrilled to have him. I met him personally about a month and a half ago, and boy, he is an amazing warrior. He's out there every day fighting for freedom. Rick Green, like I mentioned, is joining us today. He's a former Texas state representative, a lawyer, a successful entrepreneur, but he is also the founder and the president of Patriot Academy, a place where patriots become champions of liberty. Do you love that or what? We are so glad to have Rick joining us today on the Moms for America podcast. Welcome, Rick.
Hey, Deb. Great to be with you. I couldn't be more excited. I think we've been on parallel paths and God's now merging us together. Our two organizations are just meant to work together. So I am super excited about this.
And this is wonderful. I didn't even mention too that, right? You host the Wall Builders radio show. Tell us, you had a special guest on the other day that just happens to be our president of Moms for America, correct?
We had so much fun. We ran out of time like that. It was like, wait a minute, we need a couple hours here. Anyway, we just hit it off. So much to talk about. And again, you know, it is parallel paths. I mean, we're all so focused on saving our country and figuring out how to make sure our kids do become patriots and don't become leftists. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, and that right. They have an opportunity to protect the torch of freedom. So we've got to protect it. We've got to pass it intact to them, and we've got to train them on how to protect it. And the good news is there are formulas for doing that. And we see the success when it's done right. You guys are doing it right. We're doing it right. And I think the synergy that's going to be created from us working together is just phenomenal. Every time I listen to you or I listen to Kimberly, I feel like I'm listening to my wife. Y'all are on the same exact page, the exact same passion, the things that she did with our kids over the last 25 years. You guys are doing that with moms all over the country, teaching them how to do this at home, at the dinner table. That's where we're going to save this country.
It is. And I was just talking with my guy this night before he went to bed, my 17-year-old, just always talking about events and always inspiring them to think and always asking them to evaluate. So real quick, before we get into the heart of the matter, I would like to just hear a little bit about your family. You know, we as women, we love to give the information. We like to know about the kids, the wife, where you guys are at. So tell us a little bit about the Green family.
Well, that's my favorite subject. So that's an easy one to jump into. Karen and I have 4 kids and 2 grandkids. We homeschooled all the way through. We really cared a lot about making sure we were teaching them the things that mattered most, you know, and we're able to really work on each of their individual gifts and give them those outlets to be able to participate. Plus, I've been traveling for a living for 25 years, you know, as you mentioned, wall builders. I've been learning at David Barton's feet for almost 3 decades now. Wow. And so because we traveled, it was homeschooling was just the only option for us to be together. So we renovated an old bus, an old 1981 bus. It was actually Waylon Jennings' bus. Wow. And we renovated that sucker, rebuilt it for our family. Each kid had a bunk. And we bus schooled more than we homeschooled. And so we were able to travel the nation as a family. That way they could actually visit the battlefield instead of just reading about it. Plus, we tried to visit all 30 baseball parks. So it wasn't just all study. We had a lot of fun as well. And anyway, so the kids are all grown now. My youngest is 19. And they're all involved in the family business a little bit, if you will, in terms of speaking and sharing and doing either nice. Music or helping to teach. My oldest son, Trey, runs our firearms training organization where we do handgun training during the day and constitution training at night. And he's built that into a very successful opportunity for people to come and learn skills that they, you know, you'd be surprised. Most of the people that come are women and they've never touched a gun before. And it's a really fun course for them. So Trey and his wife, Andrea, wow. run that. And then my son Reagan does all our video work. My daughter Cameron sings and writes. She's got a book called The Patriot's Daughter, which I bet you'd love. And and it's a novel. And then my son Red is also into video. So anyway, they're all at that point where now they've accepted responsibility to take on saving the country as mm-hmm. an adult, not just a kid going up and speaking on stage, but now actually doing their part as a citizen. So we're really blessed. We get to do what we love.
What a great story. I'm going to have to check out. We'll have to make sure that we get a picture of that bus here in this video so we can see what that really looked like. Well, what an inspiration. I love hearing the stories and meeting everyone's family. And, you know, as parents, that is our highest calling is training our children, loving yeah. them, teaching them. So these moms that are listening here today, Rick, they're looking for answers. And, you know, it's a challenging culture to raise a family in. We know yeah. that. And patriotism is lost. It's attacked. It is considered, not a great, admirable venture more to be a patriot anymore. So I like to talk about this. Yeah. Why is it so important for us to be raising patriots? Why is it so important for us as moms to be inspiring liberty in our home and raising them? And it's an obvious question. But it's definitely what I want to start out with because it's the basis of our discussion today.
Yeah.
The future of our country is in our hands as parents and as moms, and we have to make this a priority. And there's so much vying for our attention yeah. and for our kids. Tell us about the importance of raising patriots.
You know, Deb, for a long time, we thought that the country itself and the culture and all of our cultural institutions were doing that with us, right? We thought the schools were yes. doing that. We thought the church was doing that. And so we didn't put as much emphasis on it. We kind of reinforced it. I mean, if you were already a little bit patriotic, you already love the country. Certainly if you're reading the Bible, I mean, those things kind of tend to at least pour in a little bit of that in, but we really thought, hey, there's somebody more qualified than me to do this. Right. So we thought somebody else was taking care of what we thought would be the heavy lifting of really teaching them the principles and really ingraining those things so that they didn't just kind of memorize stuff, but they really believed it. And they came out being a pro-American, you know, someone that loved the Constitution, that loved our system. We thought that would just happen.
That's right.
And frankly, it hasn't. And the education system has failed us for the last 2 generations, really. I mean, even when I was a kid, they were already starting to take a lot of that out of the system. And so whether you homeschool, private school, public school, this is not, you know, I'm not one of these people who says there's only one way to do this. I think whatever system you're in and whatever your life circumstances are, there are ways for you as a parent to add to that, to supplement that, and make sure that the good stuff is getting in. But yes. it does take effort. It takes it being does. Intentional. And you nailed it. We have to make it a priority. We can no longer just say, you know, somebody else could do this, or I don't have time to do this. We have to start saying, this is the most important thing I'm ever going to do. I learned when I was in my 20s, I was in a legislature, and it just hit me like a ton of bricks one day. I'm thinking, all this stuff I'm doing as a state rep and voting on these big bills and dealing with all these big, everything I'm doing at the state house pales in comparison to what's happening at my house. The most right. important thing I'm ever going to do is the legacy I leave with my kids. Am I raising them to fear God? Am I raising them to love liberty? Am I yes. raising them to be have strong work ethic, to be servant leaders, to want to be a good husband and a father and a mother and a wife more than anything else? That it just hit me in my 20s. And so Kara and I, we just decided that's more important than anything else we do. And then we fell in love with doing it. And when we would share on Facebook or other social media outlets, then other families would say, well, we want to kind of go along with you, because we were doing the traveling thing in the bus and taking them to all these places like the Creation Museum and that kind of stuff. And that's how we ended up kind of stumbling into what we do now. I mean, honestly, we kind of stumbled into it. It's how we started doing Chasing American Legends and these programs, so that other families could see through our kids' eyes. So if you can't go visit the battlefield, or you can't go to the Presidential Museum or whatever it is, or go march with the Minutemen at Lexington where the shot heard around the world, that kind of, if you don't have time to go do all of that, you can do it through the programs that we created, so that your kids still learn those things and they still see through our kids' eyes. So that's kind of become our passion, is making history and patriotism and being a good citizen, making that fun and making it something people are passionate about. And mm-hmm. I think it's got to be the parents' number one responsibility at this point.
Right. Before we get into some of the specifics of Patriot Academy and the programs that you have there, there's some stats that I read on your brochure. They're quite staggering, right? 70% of millennials say that they're likely to vote for socialism. 30% of Gen Zs have a favorable view of Marxism. Less than 10% of Americans possess a biblical worldview. I mean, these are sobering statistics. Yeah. This is heartbreaking to us as moms that are raising their children in this generation. This is why we have to be the salt and the light.
That's right.
Like exactly like what you said. But to these situations, to these stats, is this what you're seeing around the country when you're traveling?
Yeah, 100%. You know, here's the good news and the bad news. Garbage in, garbage out, good stuff in, good stuff out. I mean, it really is that simple. What's going into their brain? You know, I was mentored by Zig Ziglar. He did the foreword to my first book. My dad taught me all his stuff when I was a kid. And he always said, you are who you are and where you are because of what's gone into your brain. And you can change who you are and where you are by changing what goes into your brain. Right. And it's the same for our kids. You know, and a lot of times what we've seen, what people have been a little bit more aware of, is that you work hard till they're 18. You kind of sew all this stuff in. You send them off to university and they come back totally changed. They end up getting brainwashed by these, I believe, they're radical
yes.
institutions of indoctrination and grooming now. But now people are realizing actually that stuff's happening at the younger levels as well. And so it all comes back to what's going into their brain, what's going into their heart, what are their experiences? And we can, control is the wrong word, we can influence
yes.
that more than anyone else. And so we can put more good stuff in and then get good stuff out. But if we let the garbage go in, and that's what's happened for two generations, the cultural Marxists knew this. They knew right. how to take over our country. They knew it was about education. And they knew if they could get our kids when they were young and start just sowing these little things in, you know, Disney's a hot topic right now, and everybody's yeah. upset about the grooming and the fact that they're putting all this stuff in. But they've been doing that for a long time. They, for
right.
a long time, just these little stories. It started with environmentalism, worship the creation instead of the creator. Then it became
right.
the anti-Americanism and the anti-faith. And they just kind of dropped that stuff in a really smooth way. They're very good at what they do. But again,
sure.
that was garbage in. And we were letting it in because, hey, yeah. this is Disney. I mean, these are Bambi.
How bad can it be? Right.
Yeah. So I just think we have to start thinking a lot about that as parents. What's going in? Because that's going to determine what's going out. And all the stats you talked about, here's the good news, because it's just as bad with adults. We don't know the 74% of Americans don't know the three branches of government, Deb. We don't know.
Yeah.
We can't name the freedoms in the First Amendment. These are things that I thought I knew. I didn't know this stuff. And I went to law
right.
school. I was a legislator.
Right.
My wake up call was when I tried to name those things. I'm like, whoa, I can't name the five freedoms out of the First Amendment. So the good news is ignorance is curable. I'm ignorant
right.
about a lot of things, but
yes.
I can spend just a
yeah.
little bit of time studying and cure that ignorance and learn. And we can do that for our kids so that they know the truth. They know the good stuff. We put the good stuff in. It's always going to be a battle, right? We're not going to have a perfect system. Every kid's not going to turn out just right. You can
right.
do everything right. And there's all kinds of spiritual battles and everything else going on out
You're
there
right.
that will determine what happens with that kid. but we can influence more and more what the inputs are. And that's going to have such a better likelihood that the outputs will be good as well.
Oh, I just so want to stop here for a moment and say thank you for what you're doing. And I know that when moms are listening right now, their heart is just being pricked because it's just emotional to see what is happening at our kids.
Yeah.
I mean, what is attacking them, what is coming at them is really horrific. What is happening with this perversion at the schools, this curriculum, this critical race, the division. I mean, it is tough. And when some moms that are just kind of new, that are just coming out of maybe having their house being filled with kids, and they're just kind of seeing the world a little bit different after COVID, right? Because there's a whole generation, I should say, or a whole movement of moms that are going, well, I didn't realize what was really happening. But because of COVID, because of this bold administration that is stepping out and doing such aggressive, radical, liberal, progressive ideas, we're here now and we need answers. So that's why Moms for America, that's what we want to do. We want to help these moms in their home and empower them and encourage them and inspire them. So
I got to say real quick, I'm so sorry. I know you got a question, but as you're saying that, the reason I'm smiling is because this opportunity is, we've never had this. This is a once in a generation opportunity to convert millions of people to truth and to liberty. Their eyes are open. They're coming to you guys looking for answers. They're coming to us looking for answers. People that would have eyes glazed over, they wouldn't have paid attention to you and me talking about this even 2 years ago. And now all of a sudden they're saying, oh my goodness, I'm awake. Help me. So this is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. People are hungry. We've got answers. Oh. And the good news is the Bible has the answer for everything we're facing today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And history shows us that stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to say, I was smiling because everything you're saying is good news.
It's good. It's hard to see it happening because the attacks are so real on our kids.
Yeah.
But it is. It is the time for us as parents in the church and patriots to rise up and be the answer and provide hope. So that's why I'm so excited to have you today, because I do want to talk. We have great resources. We always encourage everybody to come by our website, but I'm so excited to let the moms know about the resources that you have. So I'm not sure. I think I want to just ask you, you know, how long have you had Patriot Academy, and then tell us a little bit about the programs so we can kind of get introduced to what you have there.
You bet. And on that last subject, just one more thing, when we're joyful and we say this is a great opportunity, that's not at all. Right. Dismiss. Be Pollyanna, wave the flag, or ignore the pain, right? The pain is what's causing the opportunity and what's causing people to wake up. And God does that all throughout history. Sometimes, he has to hit me over the head with a 2x4 too. So I understand. I wish I could listen to that still small voice, but it's usually a 2x4. Anyway.
It's the great awakening.
It is. Absolutely. We've been doing it Patriot Academy is 22 years now. We started, Our flagship is a youth leadership program at state capitals. So we go to state capitals around the country. The kids come in and serve as legislators, and then we teach them founding fathers philosophy and biblical worldview through that process. I always hated just sitting listening to a lecture. I thought it was really important to get them in the process, and then they kind of sharpen each other. So a big part of our programs is a high percentage of alumni that have already learned these things, so that as students, they're helping these other students through the questions and the debate. It's not really debate as much as it is questions. Anyway, so they go through a legislative session, just like the real thing. So they really learn how the process works. 16 to 25 years old is the age range for that.
The Academy's Leadership Congress?
That's right. That's the Leadership Congress.
Okay.
And we did that because that's the age where they're really cementing what they believe. Up to that point, it's, I'm kind of learning what the pastor believes or mom and dad believe or the teacher believes. Now, what do I really believe? And so at that point, we wanted to come alongside parents and give these kids a chance in a different environment to have what they were taught at home really cemented and reinforced. I have found that my own kids, the four I was just mentioning earlier, I found a wonderful program in Hot Springs, Arkansas, that David Barton's kids had all gone through, and he convinced me to send my kids there. And I was like, well, I'm already teaching them all that. They're already getting that at Patriot Academy and our programs. And he said, Rick, you don't understand. They need to go learn that from somebody else teaching the same thing you've been teaching. And I cannot tell you the amazing experiences that my kids had at that, and how many times they came home and said, Dad, did you know? And then of course they said something I'd said 100 times, but now they had heard it for the first time because it was for somebody else. So that's a big part of what happens at Patriot Academy for your kids out there as you're listening to this, is that they get to have that biblical and constitutional and historical reinforcement of what you've been teaching at home at that critical age where they're being challenged by the rest of the world. And now all of a sudden they get that confirmation. And so anyway, that's really the design. It's leadership skills. They learn speaking skills, media skills, how to work a room, things that are going to help them, whether they go into business or politics or the pulpit or whatever they're going to do with their life. And that's also a big part of the program is what we call really identifying what are the desires God's put in your heart? What's your passion that God's given you? So we try to expose them to a lot of different speakers in areas. I mean, everything from, you know, governors to MMA fighters. I mean, we have all kinds of speakers that come that are Christians that are really successful in whatever their field is, because every kid's got a little bit different desire that God's put in their heart. We want that light bulb to go off. So anyway, that's 16 to 25. We do that in the summers, mostly at Texas, Idaho, Arizona, Florida, Delaware, Colorado. I missed one somewhere in there. Did I say Arizona? I think I did. Anyway, so we're all over the country with those, and it's a really fun experience. Patriot Academy, it's called the Leadership Congress.
And that has like a simulated legislative session, right? Yeah.
It's so real, Deb, that we have every time there'll be visitors to the Capitol, the kids, they're dressed. They look like, I mean, they're dressed up and they're debating the issues. The speaker's up there. It sounds, looks just like a real session. So visitors will come stand at the back of the Capitol. And I'm usually back there just kind of watching and then jumping in when I need to. And they'll always say, man, legislators in this state sure are young. I mean, because they think it's the real deal. I mean, it's real.
Right.
It's really, really good. Yeah.
And this is above and beyond someone that's interested in running for office.
Oh yeah.
Because the skills, I want to make that clear. This just isn't for your students or your kids that might be interested in, hey, maybe I want to run for office one day. The skills that they are going to learn at this particular event, this leadership Congress are skills that they're going to take forever.
For everything.
For their world.
You're so right. I'm so glad you mentioned that. Most of the students that come don't go into politics. Now, so, you know, maybe 10% of them go become campaign managers, or they go work for a pro-life think tank or something like that, or they may run. We do have a lot of them that are now serving in state legislatures and chiefs of staff and do that kind of stuff, but that's 10% of all the kids that have come through. Most of them go into something else, but our goal is that no matter what they go into, they become a biblical citizen for the rest of their life. They're an active biblical, they know how the system works. They're not just voting, they're testifying at school board meetings. They're doing whatever it is in their community that is helpful. So I'm glad you raised that. It's a really good point. And a lot of kids will be intimidated when they just go online and watch the videos.
Right.
They'll think, man, those are all a bunch of debaters. Or most of the students that come first time have never done anything like that. And we've really gotten good at identifying where that student is and helping them move through the system and learn. And most all of them come back 2, 3, 4 times because it becomes a really fun experience for them. And usually they end up running the show, you know, 2 or 3 or 4 years later.
While we're talking about that, would you mention your website, please?
Yeah, I should do that. PatriotAcademy.com.
Okay.
It's Patriot Academy. I'm always looking at the camera and I'm going to go the wrong direction. PatriotAcademy.com.
Okay.
And that's all this stuff we're talking about is there. So whether it's the youth program, the constitutional defense, handgun stuff, the biblical citizenship course, and our constitution coach program, that's probably our fastest growing.
Tell us about those.
That's where I think we're going to probably merge together really well, by the way, because we really want to just give you guys a lot of these courses that we've got where your cottage meetings can have once they've gone through the courses you've already got, what's the next thing? And that's what Kimberly and I've been talking about as well. It's just a 100%. perfect match. It was so funny. She was telling me that one of the things y'all did right from the beginning was Kirk Cameron's Monumental movie.
And
I said, well, you know, the first week of biblical citizenship is Kirk Cameron with the monument right behind me, walking through the whole thing with me at Rob McCoy's church. She said, I didn't know. Anyway, so we've just got such the same heart and love the same material. So anyway, our coach program is really similar to your cottage meetings. And what you guys are experiencing, we're experiencing the same thing. There's something about that fellowship. There's something about coming together in a living room. Oh, that community is so important. You realize you're not alone. You realize other people are thinking about these things. You start talking about solutions for your neighborhood. I mean, it's magical what happens there. And so that's what people have been doing with these constitution courses around the country. I think what y'all are doing is a perfect fit And I know y'all have seen it as well. People have run for office as a result of those meetings. They've, mm-hmm. they've gone, the team comes out of those meetings. It's really, really, it's meeting the need of what's out there. So we're really going to come alongside y'all on that. So I think I mentioned, so I did the Leadership Congress, the Constitutional Defense courses, the Constitution Coach Program. A lot of the media that we do and push out is just basic constitutional education saying, hey, how does the 25th Amendment work? You know, look, clearly we've got a president that is not capable of doing the job.
Right.
So at what point do they finally move him off the stage? Not that we want the vice president that's there now, but that's the system and how it works. But I mean, just kind of teaching those kind of things is a big part of what we do. And I forgot to mention one other thing, the Chasing American Legends that I mentioned.
Yes, you said you wanted to talk about we started. So no, we didn't talk about it in the show. Don't forget that.
I think we're probably just going to give that to you guys to put on your website or give people something to watch. But we did 12 episodes. It's a broadcast television program. It's a reality show. And it's our kids and us going literally marching with the Minutemen at Lexington, going to MLK's church where he grew up and his niece Alveda King telling us all about the civil rights movement and how that all happened and why it was peaceful and why what they did worked. We're homeschoolers. So you got to understand, we went and studied the Battle of Braddock's Road, the Battle of Monongahela, where George Washington was 23 years old, had the horses shot out from under him, bullet holes in his jacket. And we said, we're going to see if this thing's true, because the whole show is kind of a history mystery. Let's see if this stuff really happened. And then we reenacted it with comedian Brad Stein. We made him dress up like Washington, and we used paintball guns that were muskets, turned them into musket guns, and got to shoot him as many times as possible to see if George Washington was really protected by the hand of God or just got lucky. So anyway, it's a fun way to do it, and we're going to make all that
available. It's like a Mythbusters kind of thing, huh?
Yes, very much. So that's a fun way to do history. And the kids, I'm telling you, we have five-year-olds that beg mom and dad to put it back on. And then the grandparents like it too. So it's all ages, and it's a fun way to sit down and learn. I hate boring history. And so we do everything we can to change that and make it fun and entertaining.
Make it come alive. Oh, yeah. I love it. Okay. Again, it's patriotacademy.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You want to make sure that everyone knows about this resource. And again, Moms for America, we're going to be partnering. We're going to be doing a lot of events and activities and materials together. We're going to be sharing a lot with your group and our group. So we're just thrilled to be that God has put us together. I'd like to just have you close out again about, you talk about the torch of freedom and passing it on to the next generation. And I just want to kind of encourage moms again as we leave, how to keep this light burning bright in our homes. So I'd love for you to just encourage the moms before we close out with you one last time, Rick.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the old quote, everybody, it's probably overused. I've had it on my website for 25 years, but the Reagan quote about freedom is a fragile thing and never more than one generation away from extinction. And that we could be in our sunset years telling our children and our grandchildren what it was once like to live free in America. That last part of that quote from Reagan has never been more real to me. I have to say, let me tell you what it was once like in America to be free before COVID. Let me tell you what it was like when you made the decision whether or not to, you know, take a medical procedure. You made a decision if you were a pastor, whether or not to open your church. As a business leader, you made the decision whether or not to open your business. That's what it was like when America was free. So we see the tyranny, we see the loss and the chipping away at our freedoms. And it can happen in one generation. Here's the good news. You don't have to win all of America. We don't have to get every kid in America to become a patriot. We need a small, tireless minority that really understands this. In the revolutionary period, it was about 25% for the revolution, 25% against it, and 50%, I'm not even sure they know what happened. You know what I mean? I mean, that's a big chunk of America that just doesn't pay attention, doesn't get involved. It's always been that way with every culture. Sure, only 3% fought. So only 3% actually engaged on the ground. About 6 or 7% total that did something. Maybe they served in a state legislature, or maybe they were the business owner that donated goods to the troops. Think about that, 6 or 7%, that's a small percentage that moved the whole nation one direction. We can do that. We can raise up a remnant, not can raise. I see the kids that your folks are raising up. They're the ones that come to Patriot Academy. I see them in action. I see this remnant that God is raising up. They're passionate. They're articulate. They get it. And they know how to win. And they're willing to sacrifice. They're willing to give up their life, their fortune, and their sacred honor. And Deb, that's actually how we close out all of our leadership congresses. Lights go out. Torch comes forward. The kids come forward. They light their candle, all that good stuff. But before that, they come forward in silence and they sign the Declaration of Independence along with the founding fathers. And then they go forward and a military veteran presents a medal to them and says, I was willing to die for your freedom. Now it's time for you to live it. And that spikes that moment where that 17, 19, 21-year-old for the rest of their life says, I have a duty and a responsibility to take care of what I've been given. Mm. As parents, we have been given the talent of freedom the talent of our child, right? And in the Bible, whenever the master leaves those three servants with the talents and one of them buries it and does nothing with it, they're the wicked and slothful servant. The other two invested in the talent, work the talent, multiply the talent. I believe that we need to do that with our children and with the freedom that we have. We're to invest in them. We're to multiply this freedom. And we do that by instilling a healthy respect for a biblical, historical, and constitutional perspective on everything. And as parents, we do that at the dinner table every night. Yeah. And your kids will soak it up, I promise you. You can actually talk about taxes to a 12-year-old and they begin to figure it out. If you just will treat them like adults, if you'll tell the history through the eyes of the people, you know, tell the stories. That's one last thing I'll say. One practical thing for parents, tell the stories. Use the stories throughout history. If you're thinking, yeah, Rick, but you love this stuff, you speak on stage, you make this TV show, mm-hmm. what do I do? Just tell the stories.
Tell the stories.
Look for stories throughout history. Anything that happened, even right now, find one of these kids that's done something amazing and just share that story with your kids and they'll be inspired by what that other kid did. The stories work. God did it that way all through the Bible. He tells the stories. We need to do the same thing. I'm sorry for rambling so long. I'm just excited about what y'all are doing and what we're doing together. It's going to be great. We can do this. I really believe that.
We talk a lot about telling the stories in our cottage meeting series as well.
Good.
And what you just said, that we should talk to our children as adults. Yes, we need to, because you know, the world is talking to them like adults and assuming that they're adults when they're 5 years old. So no need to get back on that. But yes, I think sometimes we think, well, I don't know if they're ready. Oh, they're ready to hear the truth.
Amen.
They're ready to hear the truth. So love it, love it, love it. And I'm just thrilled. So I have a 17, going to be 18. And you met Haley. She's 22.
Yes.
I'm going to talk to them about going to this academy.
All right.
And get both of them engaged wherever it is out here in the Midwest, because I'm signing up just like a lot of those other mamas are out there today.
We need to
invest in our kids because those, you know, the kids, that's the future. We know that. So,
hey Deb, can I say something just came to my heart? If you've got an older kid that has been led astray by the enemy and by all these evil people in our country that have poured this cultural Marxism into our education system, if you've got a kid like that and you've been grieving and you've been dealing with the conflict where maybe they're blaming you, blaming America, blaming whatever, and they're coming home with all those lies now, you know, and they bought a lie. If you're in that situation, don't give up. All right.
Yes.
But don't just pray for them. Also start finding ways to just ask questions, to plant seeds, try to move it away from the conflict to opening the conversations. And I'm saying this because we've seen it happening over and over and over again, families that are just torn apart right now because of this cultural Marxism. And if that's the pain in your family right now, don't give up. I promise you the things you planted when they were young does not come back void. And you may be going through that season right now where it's like the, you know, shuttle landing and Houston can't hear them for that period of time. And you may be experiencing that. Don't give up, whether it's next year or 10 years from now, God can bring them back and they're experiencing pain right now. And so if you let them know you still love them and you start asking questions and getting them to think through these things, I'm telling you, God can bring them back. So I don't know why that came to me, but I just know that's
happening you know why?
For a lot of people.
Because you're talking to moms right now and you know what's happening in homes across America.
Yep.
Some of our children have been, you know, I guess basically stolen and we're almost in shock going, you know, what do? We have to be praying and we have to be communicating still because if they're lost right now, we're the ones with the answers.
That's right.
So I say yes and amen to what you're saying.
Amen.
It is tough and we come alongside you moms. If there's heartbreak in your home with one of your children, I just want you to know that we're praying for you.
Amen.
And be encouraged and be inspired and just listen to God's small, quiet, beautiful voice inside of your heart that tells you what to speak and what to do and what to say. Just commenting at what you're sharing, because it is the moms that are, you know, it's tough. We hear these stories all across the country. You know that as well.
Yeah. And a lot of times those are the ones that come back and they're the strongest, just to be honest.
Yes.
I mean, they because they experience the pain and they see, and they go, I understand how my peers are being fooled by this. And then they turn it around and become the most powerful warriors against it. So unfortunately, sometimes your pain is actually going to be used. You know, you might have to go through that for your kid, but what the enemy means for evil, God can absolutely and does turn for good. So
turn for good.
Be encouraged.
Yes. And amen. Thank you, Rick.
You are welcome. Thanks for having me on. This has been fun.
Yes, it's been great. Again, everyone visit patriotacademy.com for all the resources, programs, events, academies, Congress, all the fun things. I know I'm going there to check it all out and get my kids signed up. So thanks so much. And we hope to have you on again soon.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for what y'all do.
All right. God bless. And for everyone else, before we actually close out, I do want to encourage all of you, the moms that are listening, to check out our signature project. We talked about this earlier in the show between Rick and I. It is called the Cottage Meeting. The Cottage Meetings is 12 inspiring lessons where mothers will learn about America's amazing history and heritage. These principles of liberty will help you, you moms, build a foundation of freedom in your home, your family, and your community. Again, that's the Cottage Meeting series on our website, which is a beautiful series for you to do in your home. We have them virtual. We have them, you can hold them in your home, in your community. So please check that out at momsforamerica.us. Thanks again, Rick. As we talked about, let's raise patriots. Let's inspire liberty. Let's pass the precious torch of freedom to our children and our grandchildren. We believe that moms, you are the ones that are going to save the country. We appreciate you for coming by and joining us and listening to this conversation. Like, subscribe with this to your mama friends. And you know what? Let's keep changing our world one home at a time. Thanks.